Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Title changes and surprise returns from night 2 of WrestleMania 37. Plus, which star nearly didn't make it to night 1? We'll talk about that in a little bit. For Monday, April the 12th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Second row! Cover by Sheamus! And Sheamus wins the championship!
Boy, look at the size of that monster!
You had to expect Cruz had something up his sleeve tonight, but not this big!
Ripley ducked underneath! Oh, up riptide! Rhea Ripley wins the championship!
So that was WrestleMania Night 2. Some title changes going down on the second night of the return of WrestleMania in front of a live crowd. We saw Sheamus defeating Riddle to become the new United States champion. In that match, the finish is what caught me as Riddle springboards for a moonsault. Sheamus lands a brogue kick flush on the chin of a rotating Riddle, picking up the victory. Good match from those two. Not the only title change last night either. Apollo Crews became the Intercontinental Champion for the very first time, defeating Big E in a Nigerian drum fight as a result of a surprise return. It was as Big E seemed to have the match in order after Apollo Crews missed a frog splash through a table. Big E hit the big ending, all looking good. Then here comes the artist formerly known as Dabba Kato, dressed in military attire, to batter Big E and put Apollo Crews over the top for the three. PW Insider have reported that Dabba Kato is now repackaged as Commodore Aziz, or Commander Aziz. We'll get his full name on Friday's SmackDown after Mania, won't we? 1 year after losing at WrestleMania 36, Rhea Ripley had a great night last night, getting her WrestleMania redemption, beating Asuka to become the new Raw Women's Champion. The first match of Rhea Ripley's WrestleMania career didn't go as hoped after losing to Charlotte Flair last year. Very much turned the tide on that this year with a massive win over Asuka. And looking ahead for Rhea Ripley, I think there's some great matches you could have with her in this division. I think she could be somebody that could reshape the division as well. Super excited to see what she does as part of this. We also saw the return of Old School Fiend during WrestleMania 36. The Crispy Fried Fiend we've come to know and love regenerated. So he's a bit like Doctor Who, apparently, according to Michael Cole. And the Old Fiend is back. And we've had some interesting developments this morning, some interesting speculation that the Fiend that we saw at WrestleMania 37 wasn't Bray Wyatt. Many speculating that due to the different shape of body and possible storyline potential for it, the Fiend last night was actually played by Bo Dallas. Could potentially lead to a Fiend versus Fiend match somewhere down the line in WWE. Watch WrestleMania 37 again and take a look at the Fiend and see whether you agree. And let us know at Cultaholic on Twitter. It was during WrestleMania 37 that WWE announced their next pay-per-view. It's a rebranded old-school show, as we are getting in 5 weeks' time on Sunday, May the 16th, on Peacock in the US and on the WWE Network everywhere else, WWE WrestleMania Backlash. Now, Backlash goes all the way back to 1999, and sort of like the post-WrestleMania pay-per-view. They've never so blatantly put the title of WrestleMania in the title of this pay-per-view as well. It was always considered that it's called Backlash because it's a backlash to WrestleMania. They're just really making it easy for us to understand now. And also, the WrestleMania name does well on socials and it does well for engagement. So I guess calling a pay-per-view WrestleMania Backlash, kind of having the same impact as the WrestleMania Revenge Tour had when they used to do the house show loop. You're just drawing people in on the power of WrestleMania. You're stringing that WrestleMania dollar out right up until the 16th of May. It's not a bad business decision on their part. I don't know any matches yet for WrestleMania Backlash. But of course, when we know more, you will know more at Cultaholic.com. And throughout the day today, you can find out what happened at WrestleMania on night two. You can get WrestleMania night two graded, and you will get your WTF moments from WrestleMania at youtube.com/Cultaholic. Let's talk about night one for a bit, shall we? So we nearly didn't see Damian Priest as part of WrestleMania at all. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Radio reporting that Priest had a back injury that was looking like it was going to keep him away from Mania. This is why we had the match initially announced, not as Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus The Miz and Morrison, but as The Miz versus Bad Bunny. Bunny was going to go it alone. However, despite the fact that it was touch and go, at the very last minute, Damian Priest was cleared to wrestle, and that's what we saw happen, which might explain why Bad Bunny did a lot more than he should have done. Maybe Damian Priest taking it a little bit easy in that match. He was hurting, according to Dave Meltzer. Glad that it's nothing that's going to keep him away from things for too long. That match, we gushed about it yesterday. We gushed about it on Graded. Go check that out. It's ever so good. Ever so good. Two Raw stars have commented on some issues they had on night one of WrestleMania. So it was a fun night for Dandy, a.k.a. Mandy and Dana Brooke, the nickname that I have given them. And they talked about their night. So we had Mandy fall over on the ramp as she was making her way down to the ring. And Dana Brooke had a wardrobe malfunction during the match, and they both went onto Twitter, and they're in good form about it. Mandy tweeted out, "My butt hurts." Dana Brooke quote retweeted it saying, "Call us nip slips. At least we looked good doing it and kicked ass regardless." Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Mandy and Dana Brooke part of that tag team turmoil match on night one, along with Naomi and Lana. And one person was watching that match from the crowd intently. That was AEW star Miro, who was at WrestleMania on night one. Lana put out a tweet with a picture of Miro and Lana's dad together. Said in the tweet, "Yesterday I was surprised by Miro and dad. My father supported all my decisions to get me here, and my husband supported my decision this year to live in a hotel for 250 days, thousands of miles from home, so I could be closer to training. I am a lucky woman." There's a lovely picture that Miro took, a selfie picture of him and Lana's dad. It's lovely. Oh, a lovely surprise. No doubt started rumours turning. If you see any videos today titled AEW star attends WrestleMania, it's just this, all right? It's just this, I think.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Happened so fast you can't even talk about it. Lucky person, yeah, out there somewhere is going to win a silver cloud. What a lucky, lucky, lucky person. And Tito Santana, if you go to the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship bout with the Macho Man Randy Savage and escape with your life and still lose your belt, you are a lucky, lucky, lucky Tito. Yeah, that's what they're going to be calling you, because comparatively speaking to the Macho Man Randy Savage, you are nothing but garbage. Yeah, nothing but garbage, Guyana. And I'm talking inevitable, and I'm talking you can't hold that belt with me climbing through the ropes. Gene Okerlund right here is a crying towel, and I want you to give that to Tito Santana. Yeah, because things are just popping right now. Things are starting to cultivate. Things are starting to grow. Things are getting real colorful.
Look at that roll.
Just like the Silver Cloud Rolls Royce.
I'm very curious.
Top of the line.
Wait a minute. Randy,
Tito
Randy.
Santana, comparatively speaking, you are like a grain of sand in the Sahara Desert. Yeah, and I am the entire desert. And the new Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, don't bet against me.
Don't lose your life.
No. Don't change your life. Elizabeth is icing the champagne right now because the time is getting near. And the Guyana must face the match of the century. Yes.
Champagne?
Champagne.
What kind?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. No. Nothing matters but the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt, which I will own. Oh, yeah, Tito Santana, climb in the garbage can, because comparatively speaking, you are nothing but garbage.
Some other news, a documentary on the final hours of Randy Savage is coming to the Reels cable network. Here's the press release. In the supersized world of pro wrestling, Randy Macho Man Savage was one of the most muscular, the most daring, and the most intensely competitive in and out the ring. Famed for his aggressive demeanor, his colorful outfits, and incredible stunts, he was regarded as one of the greatest pro wrestling showmen to have ever lived. To his fans, he appeared incredibly fit and indomitable. But in 2011, following a terrifying loss of consciousness at the wheels of his Jeep, forcing the vehicle into oncoming traffic and into a tree, they were shocked to learn that it was a massive heart attack that ended his life at the age of just 58. So did Randy's athleticism and physical prowess come at a price? With the help of medical reports and first-hand testimony from those who knew him well, world-renowned forensic pathologist Dr. Michael Hunter explores Randy's life story and 30 years in the pro wrestling spotlight to uncover a shocking medical history in which Randy piled pressure after pressure on his increasingly battle-weary heart. This is going to be on the Reels cable network. You'll be able to watch it numerous times over the next couple of weeks. Sunday, it was on yesterday at 12 a.m. Eastern. It'll also be on this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. It'll be on Friday at 12 a.m. Eastern, and then Saturday on at 2 p.m. Eastern. So check your local listings. I think that's what they say in America, isn't it?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
The future of a WWE talent remains unclear this morning. Dave Meltzer said something on Wrestling Observer Radio about Tom Phillips. We discussed yesterday that Tom Phillips has been removed from the Monday Night Raw announced team. He wasn't part of WrestleMania either. And Dave Meltzer says, quote, Michael Cole did the whole show, which wasn't the plan, because Tom Phillips apparently may not be back. I don't know what the story is. I was trying to check all day, but people were so busy with matches, I didn't really get an answer. People I talked to had no idea that there was going to be a change. Tom Phillips, apparently there was a COVID protocol issue for tonight. And the story is, on Monday, Adnan Virk starts as the new announcer on Raw. So possibly not there because of a COVID issue. We don't still know the details as to why Tom Phillips is so suddenly being replaced. But of course, when we know more, you'll know more at cultaholic.com. Chris Jericho on the Broken Skull Sessions. Have you watched it yet? It's a very good interview. He talks about AEW a fair amount in it as well. And he says, quote, I didn't think there would be another national promotion again that could really, I don't want to say competition because we're not competition. Obviously, by proxy, we're thrown into that, but we're worried about our own stuff and doing our own things differently and doing things a bit different to draw the fan base to create more of the choices that we had during the Monday Night Wars. We haven't had those choices in a while, and now we do, and people latched onto it. So Jericho kind of distancing himself and AEW as being a competitor to WWE during this conversation. Whilst you know that a lot of the stuff they talked about was very much planned ahead of time, it's still a really good interview. Lovely to hear Jericho and Austin just vibing with each other. It's nice. You can watch it now on the WWE Network on Peacock. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. This evening, Andrew is back doing whatever he does on his stream. It is a force unto itself, is Andrew's stream. No doubt he'll be doing something wonderful tonight. It'd be lovely to see Andrew on Twitch later on. A little semblance of normal in what has been a very uneasy 24 hours. YouTube.com/Cultaholic, of course. Night 2 graded. What happened at night 2? WTF moments from WrestleMania. All coming up and coming your way. Adam will be live doing reactions to the Raw after Mania as well. They're normally quite a special evening, aren't they? The Raw after Mania. And Adam will be reacting live to it at youtube.com/cultaholic. On the podcast feed tomorrow, it's a brand new episode of the Classic Raw Review, as Justin Henry and myself are watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the beginning. So as a little palate cleanser from 2021, how about jumping back into 1995 with us? Sounds good? Sounds good. And at cultaholic.com, the results and the latest on the fallout from WrestleMania 37, Nights 1 and Night 2. And some details behind the scenes from WrestleMania as well, including attendance records and a few other things that you may not know that went on during that night. Find out more at cultaholic.com. Before I leave, I do want to say a massive thank you, because we are coming to the end of what is the busiest week in our diaries here at Cultaholic. I can't speak for all the other lads, but this is probably my third day without, like, sleep. I think it's third day. I had about an hour and a half before you and I chatted today, and that's about it. I know Adam Pacitti has been working nights, and he's been staying up and live streaming his reactions with you on the YouTube channel, and I wanted to say a thank you for the amazing support that you have given all of us here at Cultaholic. During night one of WrestleMania 37, there were more people watching the Cultaholic reactions than the WWE watch along. And that is a milestone that we are incredibly proud of. And we couldn't do any of this without you. Your generosity during the live streams and just knowing that you're there, the support that you give us, it means everything. So on behalf of all the very weary Cultaholic lads, I want to say a massive, massive thank you for being a part of the silliness that we do. Thank you for joining us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
for all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes. Search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.